Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Good afternoon. It's Dave and Fionnuala.
What's the advice you give to your younger self?
Spend less time with the kids.
Spend less?
Less time with the kids. They just waste your time.
I can't believe a father would say spend less time with your kids.
He wasn't saying spend less time with the kids. He was saying spend less time with... You can fill in the blanks yourself. It is today's That's the Sound, What's the Story? Who should we be spending far less time with?
Overly critical people. And the reason is they could be making you age faster. So studying the US, looking at the DNA of more than 2,000 people. And if they had ongoing difficult relationships with someone who was overly critical, also known in this context as a hassler, is what they're being called, you would age 1.5 times more quickly than people in other situations.
God, so all those products that you are promised will rejuvenate your face and slow down aging, the LED red masks, of course. So many people get Botox. What we really should be cutting out is hasslers and overly critical people.
Could we call them the pointer outers? The people who just, you know, want to just nitpick and point stuff out that doesn't need to be pointed out.
I don't want us to get confused here, because I think sometimes we genuinely need something pointed out to us. God, you're getting horrid lazy. You're doing nothing around the house. This place is a kip. Is that overly critical?
Well, yeah, I don't think it needs to be said in that tone. I think there's a helpful way to...
Look at the shape, yeah. The state, yeah. Overly critical?
A little bit, okay. Yeah. There's probably no need for that.
Right, rather than getting into people's relationships, could we do a stranger interaction checklist?
Okay.
Would you accept a stranger pointing out that you have something stuck between your teeth?
Oh, I'd be so grateful.
Blind stranger.
Yeah, I think I'd be mortified, but I think it's going to benefit me the rest of my day.
Okay. I'll check that one. A blind stranger pointing out that you have something, aka tissue, on your shoe.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's one of the best services that women will do for other women leaving pub and club bathrooms. Oh. They'll be like, oh, there's tissue coming out of your shoe. Yeah.
Does it happen that often?
It does happen a bit.
Okay, I'd say this one gets the check as well. Red sauce on your face, a blind stranger, you will allow them to point that out, will you?
Yeah, and again, the mortification, but it'd be worth it for it to be gone.
Hair on top of your head. So say you didn't fully dry your hair. I'm thinking to myself, my crown tends to stand up. Would you allow a stranger to say, oh, you've a bit of hair out of place there?
No, here's where I'm not going to allow it, because I don't think messy hair is as easily dealt with. Like, you're not as likely to have a comb or a brush on you.
Okay.
And all you're going to be is self-conscious. The other options, you can just get rid of the thing causing the problem quickly.
Right. This one is man-specific. You know those pennies stickers that say whether you're extra small, small, medium or large?
Yeah, they're kind of oval stickers.
Some of them are long as well.
Oh, sorry. Yes, they do. Yeah, the rectangular ones.
Okay. So if a man sees a size sticker on a woman's arse, should he point that out?
No. No, absolutely.
That's
not.
That's the line drawn there.
No, yeah, cut that out now. Because again, we're talking about stranger interactions here. No,
not a pervert. He's just a helper. The woman has a sticker on her arse. Should he point it out?
There is no way that you can believably say, oh, I wasn't looking at your arse. Because you were. And granted, it was because there was a sticker there.
Yes.
But in this instance, no, if you don't know the woman, do not approach her saying that there's anything on her arse.
Okay, I would like outside opinion on this, just in case it ever happened. Just in case I was in public and I seen a sticker on a woman's arse, should I point it out?
Dave, the last thing you want now is someone going around telling their friends, family and loved ones, Dave Duke was out looking at my arse in town today.
See, this is what I can't get. Maybe I was just trying to be helpful. You will allow me to point out red sauce on your face, a boogie on your nose, tissue on your shoe, something between your teeth, but you won't let me point out a sticker on your arse.
No, that's where the line is drawn.
087 1 102 107. Caroline, you can point out if Fionnuala drops something. Okay, we're learning a lot about you today, Fionnuala. A lot about you.
I'm just now really... I am checking myself that I have no stickers on my arse. That they haven't been placed there since I got dressed this morning.
Imagine if this was my way of pointing out there was a sticker on your arse. Hey, I know what we should talk about today. Let's set up this scenario to maybe get you to actually realise there's a sticker on your arse.
I'm actually now going to stand up.
I will look away.
I'm wearing a dress. I'm just going to make sure.
You can't see this, but I think Fionnuala's mooning me.
My arse is sticker free.
Excellent. Great. Who says this show isn't productive? Heaven to play for you. 300 grand in the cash machine. You can stick as many stickers on your arse with that. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.